Hey, hey.
Good morning, good morning.
So bright and early.
Yeah, this morning was a struggle to get out, right, Zoe?
Yeah, it was a little worse than last time, gotta be honest.
I know. I woke up mid-dream.
Yeah, that's the worst, honestly. I did not wake up mid-dream, but it's just so disorienting.
All right, so we're only just trying to introduce ourselves, kick off the morning. We're going to play some beats today, but beats being anything at times.
They rejected me.
So listeners, thanks for tuning in. Right now we got the Spinatron or the Rivendell going, so this is not our music, but we're going to play it while we set up our stuff.
Yeah, you got to give the disclaimer. Yeah. It's not our music. Don't play
this. Sorry. All right, and
we'll
here
be
we
back.
Go. We'll be back. Hey, so trying not to leave you guys on dead air, but we're just switching this up.
Yeah, but for now, this is Highlights, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yee.
So thanks for listening. We're really excited for this morning. This is our second show. Yeah. And we think we got bigger and better things coming for you this show than last show. So get excited. We're still newbies though. It's it's only our second show, so we're just trying to figure it out right now. But yeah. Is it the right ox?
Nope.
Oh, there we go. All right, here we go.
You guys can hear this all good?
Seems like a yes.
All right, we'll leave you to it for another minute. You shot it. Wake up, listeners!
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut, so move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move. Ooh.
Hey, hey, hey again.
Good morning. So we just wanted to let you guys settle in, you know, hear some music.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this song, Penny Lane. I once had a camper named Penny Lane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Zoe and I were waking up this morning. Zoe, what time you get up this morning?
All right. This morning I actually got up at 5. My alarm went off at 5:35.
5:35.
Yeah. Because we had to be ready by,
yeah,
what was it, 5:47?
Yeah, I said I'd something be at your like door that. 5:46.
So, got up, changed super quickly, did my stuff, and then waited in the... I was like, this morning, I'm going to show Jane that I'm actually ready. Because last time, I was holding us up a little bit.
But I was, we still got here by 6.
We still got here by 6, but, you know, it was this... I wanted to prove myself this morning, so... I was waiting in the stairwell for you, and then we walked here together.
Yeah, we walked here together, and did you guys know that today is a lunar eclipse? So if you were up at these early hours, which you were because you were listening to our show, you could have seen the lunar eclipse.
We didn't. We tried really hard.
We really didn't see it. But surprisingly, we saw a lot of people out and about at this hour.
Yeah. What are you guys up to at this hour?
Yeah, like, call in, give us a shout, tell us what you're like, doing.
Tell us why you got up this early, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I like it. I like it in the morning, but yeah. I'm not a morning person usually, so I can't really do it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to be inspired to do it. So please call in and inspire us.
Totally. And we're even here at 6 a.m. and we don't have class. We don't have school today.
Yeah.
Or we kind
That's
of do.
That's commitment.
Today at Tufts, it's a Friday schedule. So I don't have any class.
Our lab got... We have a lab together on Fridays, but it got canceled.
Yo, co-DJs and lab partners? You're kidding.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually crazy. But it was canceled, and my other class on Fridays was canceled. So day off today, day Ayo. Off Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be an easy week.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, we just got a text in from a listener that he did see the lunar eclipse.
Whoa, lucky.
I would give that man a shout out. Martin Strelkin did see the lunar eclipse.
Who's that?
That's my dad. yeah, so, some people are up early, and the lunar eclipse is real. We're not
it
in a simulation.
That, I learned all about lunar eclipses. Last year in my Concepts of the Cosmos class.
Yeah, tell us about
it. It was crazy. I wish I could remember exactly what I was taught, but it's something about a shadow. I'll get back to you guys on that.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Look
at my notes.
Yeah, so we saw like 3 runners by the track today, all wearing glow sticks.
All looking exactly the same. I swear they all have the same exact face.
Magic. Yeah, just you know. This is Magic, the Selena Gomez version from Wizards of Waverly Place. By the way, Selena Gomez has a new show out, or a documentary or something. You see that?
I didn't see that.
Who's the film major?
Shoot. Jane's gonna out-culture me. I didn't know that.
What's she up to these days?
I know she has a sister. That's all I see about her recently. She has like a little sister that she takes out to restaurants.
Aw.
Cute, right?
It's a good life.
Like, she spoils her. It's cute.
Yeah. All right, we'll let the music play for a little bit, and then when we come back, next topic of conversation, your favorite Thanksgiving food. Stay tuned.
Secure.
Hey, hey, we are back. So hope you guys enjoyed those two songs. Zoe and I were saying that, well, the first one, what was it? Oh, Send Me On My Way. That was so, certain songs can just take you right back to movies. Like, I so
yeah,
see,
we were talking about movies
Matilda.
And songs.
Movies and songs.
And we were like, we should make a playlist of, like, all the songs that just remind us of movies, because the next song, Power of Love, was just always reminds me of Back to the Future, because it plays in that first scene when he's like on his skateboard, he's like grabbing onto the back of a truck trying to
she
get to school because you know
she
he
sees
was
it.
I see it all. It's just a powerful song.
Powerful and I was yeah. just saying, so also I don't know if everyone, all my listeners know this, but if you want to see, they were like, oh my god, Jane and Zoe, you played such a good song. I don't know what it was called, though, and I couldn't get to my Shazam quick enough. If you go on the WMFO website, you can see all of our songs because we have to type it in. So while I was typing it in, I was typing in power, and I realized that power is a really easy word to type on a keyboard. You just, like, if you type right with your right hand, you just go P-O and then the W-E-R right next to each other.
It's crazy.
This is oh
like how
ASMR.
That's good.
That was my keyboard.
Like how often do you type power? I don't care.
Kind of
the
a
next
lot.
Time.
Really? It's a common word.
Power?
A little bit. Okay, next topic, because we promised you we would talk about it. Thanksgiving. Important disclaimer. Next week.
Mm-hmm.
As
our next
in
show.
Our next show.
As in the, what, the 22nd?
22nd, 6 a.m. If you tune in expecting us, unfortunately, you won't get us.
Yeah. Unless I recruit someone else to do it with me, but...
But it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Unless you want to go here and I can call in. But users or listeners, do you know that you can call
you don't want
in?
To do that. From you don't want to wake up.
I might.
Yeah, listeners.
You can call in and we can put you on air.
We learned how to do it.
Yeah.
How to do it.
It would take us a minute because I need to find that sheet, but we could do it.
Yeah.
So
you should always call if we're talking about something that really sparks your interest, you have
yeah.
a comment, a question.
We say something
anything.
And you're like, that's a hot take. And
let us know about
let
it.
Let us know, please.
Let us know anything. Let us know how you're doing this morning, what you're up to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Also, feel free to use the chat. Country Bud already used the chat. Thank you very much. We got some other chatters going on in here. And, yeah. So, okay, back to Thanksgiving. So, yeah, we might not be here. Maybe... Oh, basically, if you didn't know how it works in WMFO, if you can't make your show, you have to email this email chain and get a sub. So that's probably what we'll do.
Yeah, there will be someone here, probably. But...
Or it'll just be the auto-tunes, which was what was on before us.
Mm-hmm. But we're sorry to miss it, but we'll be back after Thanksgiving, and we hope everyone ends up having a really nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, favorite food?
You first, let me think.
Savory?
Yeah.
I love...
Oh, okay, we're doing categories. We're splitting it up.
Yeah, I think we should split it up.
Okay.
Like, main meal, what do I look forward to the most? Probably the sweet potato casserole. I love sweet potato.
Yeah, sweet potato are good.
And when the turkey's good, the turkey. But not, I'm not really, I'm faking it. I don't really like turkey that much.
She's faking it.
I was faking it.
You can douse that turkey in, like, gravy, though. And cranberry
yeah.
sauce.
Are you cranberry sauce? Yeah.
I
gravy,
like it.
Honestly, gravy, not that much.
Really? All it is like flavor.
Yeah.
Flavor just, town.
I don't know. A Thanksgiving, like, is my... Okay, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday for the vibes.
Agreed.
But
totally
the
agreed.
Food, not necessarily my favorite. But I do like how it's so specific. Like, I can't think of another holiday that's, like, actually, like, the entire meal is laid out for you already.
Passover.
Oh, shoot. But even, like, the main part of Passover, like...
Halloween candy.
Is that a meal?
No.
Like, Passover is, like, there's still a lot of variation
yeah.
going on.
Okay,
there.
Fair. Like, 4th of July is, like, always going to be burgers.
That's true.
Yeah, but, like, when
but
else are you
not,
eating,
like,
turkey with cranberry sauce?
Yeah. And,
I
like,
agree.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so specific.
Yeah, but some restaurants.
And like pumpkin pie, like.
Yeah. Even the dining hall sometimes will randomly do like Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a category. It's its own category.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, you can have burgers and hot dogs any day.
Anytime. True. That's like square to rectangle, rectangle, not square. Like,
yeah, that yeah. The law, the A to B, not V to A.
Yeah.
Learned
yeah.
about that in math and social choice.
Honestly, for me, I don't know why we can't normalize cranberry sauce all year round.
Yeah, I think
it should. It's good.
It's like, for me, like noodle kugel, I'd eat that every day.
Oh, have you had the Pax noodle kugel?
Yeah, it's actually good.
Wait, kugel or kugel?
Kugel.
I said kugel once and you guys got mad, so kugel?
It's kugel.
Okay.
Wait, kugel.
Kugel.
Kugel, I just said kugel.
Users,
no one said that.
Call in, let us know.
Yeah, kugel.
I do like the one from Pax at Lox. If you're not a Tufts person and you don't know what Pax at Lox is, it's the Jewish, or it's not Jewish, but it's the kosher deli.
It's pretty Jewish.
On campus, that you can use a meal swipe.
And yeah, you can get cookbook. Like all the, they have really cool sandwiches, like really creative. I got this one, it was like the falafel po' boy.
Oh, that one is good. The that sauce one's on that.
Good. Yeah. They also had like a latke one.
It the was latke like, Reuben.
Latke Reuben, so good. And then I had one that was like the sticky chicken. It was so good. And they're creative with it. Like they're fusing different like cultures and cuisines.
Yeah.
It was like, it's crazy. I really like it.
And the sides are good, too.
Yeah.
Have you had those potato puffs?
They're so good. And the little rolls.
Yeah, and, like, the little spinach phyllo things.
I haven't had that one.
Actually, but it's okay. It's kind of flaky. It makes
The coleslaw's pretty good.
Oh, the coleslaw.
The pickles, I don't like the pickles.
Really? The pickles are everyone's favorite part.
No, I don't. I love pickles, but those pickles are just, they're too, like.
Well, which do you get? Like, the salty or the sour?
I've tried both. The salty. The sour,
I think on the mobile app they got it twisted because I always click hot and sour and they give me dill, and then when I click dill they give me the sour.
But maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just not.
Yeah.
It's just messed up.
Yeah. Well, okay, now on to the next category of Thanksgiving, the desserts.
The desserts?
You got a fave?
Pumpkin pie. Or if we have it, pecan pie.
Mmm, yum.
It's just pies. Like, pies. I love pies. I like
always.
The, like, you don't really, personally,
speaking for herself.
I'm speaking from the I perspective.
Yeah.
I personally do not eat pie that often. I feel like that's another very,
jaw
like,
dropped.
That's a very Thanksgiving thing for me.
Like, fruit
but, like,
pie.
It doesn't have to be. I guess I eat, like, blueberry pie in the summer, but...
How often?
But, like,
maybe
not
twice.
Really. Like, it's just...
Normalized pie.
I just really like how Thanksgiving has such niche traditions. Like, do you guys watch the parade? Macy's Day Parade?
Yeah.
Love it.
It's from your window? Do you watch it?
I can't see it from my window, but when I was little, we used to go to my friend... My, like, best friend from preschool, her grandparents were right on the like, path. And we'd always go to their house and watch it. It was so fun. And, like, they'd have, like, a huge brunch. And everyone would be there. It was, like, so many people. And we'd just sit on the windowsills and watch it.
Aww.
So fun. And then sometimes we'd, like, go down to the actual and, like, watch it from outside. And then the night before, my favorite part, we'd always go to, like, Central Park where they blow up the balloons. And we'd, like, watch them blowing up the balloons. And they have, like, a path and you, like, walk through and you get to see all the balloons being blown up. So fun.
Yeah, wait, I never thought about how
no,
they do
honestly,
that.
New York City during Thanksgiving is better than New York City during Christmas. And that's my hot take. New York City during Christmas, it's fun, but it's, like, it's cold, it's, like, dark, it's...
Crowded.
It's wintry, it's crowded, so many tourists. Thanksgiving, the weather is so nice, not as crowded, like, such better vibes. It's just better over Thanksgiving. So, if any of you are looking to visit New York City soon, go over Thanksgiving.
And go to Zoe's childhood preschool grandparents' friends to watch the parade.
Do it. Just do it.
Do it.
It's so fun. The parade, and then, yeah, I just love Thanksgiving.
She's getting excited.
I'm really excited. So what's your favorite holiday, Jane?
Probably also Thanksgiving.
Good.
I'm a fan.
I love it.
It's a good day.
Thanksgiving and, for some reason, Passover.
Really?
Maybe I just like the fall and spring vibes.
They're also really good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Like, imagine Thanksgiving, like, in the summer.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
It would be weird. I do like 4th of July, though.
Fireworks. Like,
the vibes. Not necessarily the holiday itself, just, like...
The vibes. The barbecue. Vibes.
The barbecue, the summer vibes, the fireworks. Yeah. Like, hanging out. Yeah.
The vibes.
They're all good.
Look how bright out it is right now. That's crazy. So, from our window right now, we can see, like... Well, we can't, we're like opposite from sunrise, so we see like the sun on the trees, and it is so bright. That's got to be daylight savings.
It's, oh, daylight savings.
Oh,
our next
that's,
topic
that's
conversation.
What we wanted to talk about.
Jane, explain what you were saying about daylight savings and how the patriarchy is just...
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like, who's controlling our time? It's weird. Like,
it's
why
weird.
Why do we like suddenly all... change our entire schedule by an hour just because someone says it, like one number, and
it's
every
weird.
Single person is different. It's weird.
Like, the government is literally controlling our time at this point.
Yeah, and they're stopping it. Like,
yeah,
someone just decided, okay,
never
mind, like, we're gonna stick to this. It's weird.
And like, which time are we sticking with?
Yeah, and honestly, well, okay, I don't know what I want to say yet, but I think I would rather it be lighter late out than it be lighter in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No, I'm excited for it to stop.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad yeah. we're in agreement.
Yeah. I think it's a good decision. I think it's a good move, but it's just weird that someone's, like, literally is, like, controlling our time.
Concept of time.
Concept of time.
Concept
Maybe
of
time
cosmos.
Is just fake.
Maybe.
I was... Y'all should watch Arrival, because I'm in a film class. We watch two films a week, and then we like discuss them in class, discuss different techniques and such. And last week we watched Arrival, and I'd seen it before when it came out. So I was probably
give us
like,
a summary for those of us who haven't seen it.
All right, so Arrival is about it's kind of a dystopian film about aliens coming to our Earth, but not in the way that you'd expect. They're not like roaming around like capturing people. It's like these 12 different like huge domes appear on Earth, and we're not sure what they are, and they're not like emitting any energy, like any there's like no trace of them, but they're just here. And it's about a linguist who has to come in and try to figure out their language so that we can communicate with them. And it's so interesting, and it's about the power of language, which is really interesting to me because I'm an intro to
linguistics.
And it's also about time and how language impacts the way that we think about time.
Hmm.
And it was crazy, and I really recommend it. Yeah, so please watch it, because I came out of there really shook and I'm still thinking about it.
Hmm.
Jane, we'll watch it.
We will. Sure will.
Sure will.
That's a good plug for your linguistics class.
Yeah, linguistics is really cool. Everyone, it's also really important. Like, it impacts the way that we think about the world. It impacts, and it's also so subconscious, which is the craziest part. Like, the fact that we have to have a whole, like, intellectual...
She froze.
Fields about like how we form language, because like we can't even explain it ourselves, so we have to study it. But we do it every day, every second of every day. It's just crazy.
That'll trip you up. So you started to look at the CIS class registration. Like, what are you gonna take next semester?
So I hope we can take experimental psych together.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Zoe and I are in a class together right now.
Mm-hmm. We are. We're
they
in
know that. We're
stats
lab partners.
For behavioral sciences.
So yeah, what's in the cart? What are you thinking for?
I'm thinking,
semester?
I don't really know what else. I know I'll probably take a film class. I want to take this class. It's like children's media. I think that would be interesting. Hmm. But other than that, like, what are you thinking about, Jane?
I got a boring schedule. The answer's right here. No,
go for it. I want to hear about it.
We got computer science, discrete mathematics, engineering design principles, and methods for human factors engineering.
Wait, discrete? Wait, is that five classes?
Four.
Oh,
and experimental, if we get it.
If we get it.
Continue.
So that would be five. Partners.
That would be five.
Discrete math?
Discrete.
Why are you in discrete?
It's a requirement.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For engineering psych? Or human factors? Or for CS?
For CS.
So if you want to minor, you're trying to minor.
But it also would count for other things, too. All right, sorry, users.
Sorry. I was
getting off topic.
Sorry about it.
Okay, what else is something fun we can talk about? Or should we let them listen?
Yeah, let's do some music. Let's do some tunes. Oh, we only got like 13 minutes.
No! Okay, let's get a good song out here. And here, we'll be back to you in a couple minutes.
Sometimes to give my mind some now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head, she acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way?
The other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. Skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to. And I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell because I really fell for you. Like you, I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by, just a shy guy looking for a two-ply, hefty bag of home. I love when you move me, everything is groovy. They don't like it so me, the way you do me. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been on the floor for
flat like an idol singer. Remember Winger, I digress. I confess you are the best thing in my life. But I'm afraid when I hear stories about husband and wife, there's no happy endings, no Henry Lee.
Unfortunately, our time is coming to a close. We've only got three more minutes. We'll do a PSA.
Oh, okay.
We'll do a PSA. Yeah. Zoe almost got scared that we forgot to do a PSA. We are required, even though this is Freeform Radio, we're required to do a PSA and say this. I'll say it right now just in case we forget. This is Jane and Zoe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. So, we've been playing some Train just for the last couple songs. This was my alarm for the longest time. It would be like the in the beginning. Everybody else is gonna know about. Alright, here's the PSA from Zoe.
Alright, here we go. This is about the Tufts University Art Gallery.
Ooh.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibits and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the A. Dickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call at 617-627-3518. And this has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh yeah.
And Jane and I would just like to quickly say that we both saw Train in 2012 when they opened for Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
So
they were at Tanglewood, and I still wear the shirt that is the Train 2012 shirt. It still
That's
fits
crazy.
Me. I still wear it. I should bring it to college. What? You didn't bring it?
You
no.
What? You didn't bring
didn't
it? You didn't bring
it.
All
I
your
didn't
clothes?
I didn't bring all my clothes. So
everyone, we'll save for next time.
We don't have enough time to get into this. So, in the final minute, I guess, what should we tell? Just have a great day.
Yeah. Look, it's so bright out. Have a nice day. It's going to be nice today. It's going to be a fun day. I can feel it for everyone in the whole world.
Definitely. And yeah, we're going to put our equipment away, and 7 a.m., great start to our day. We're the only college kids awake right now.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Thank you, listeners.
All right. Bye.